2024 coming to an end, and joining us today, Ben Hale from Western Livestock Companies. And Ben, you know, reflect with me about the cattle market over this last 12 months. What really jumped out at you this year as you've worked with cattle producers trying to market their cattle?
You know, Ron, probably just the main thing is this market just kind of kept getting better all along. We didn't have, too big a fallout any particular place. Kind of got rains when we needed to. Wound up with some good grazing this fall everywhere, and it stayed warm after we did get the rain this fall and into winter. And this wheat is still growing, you know, at places we never thought would be pasture. Sure getting pasture. And then the fat deal kind of keeps gaining strength. You know, last week in the Panhandle, kind of get 92, 93. Probably going to get that again this week. Some of those markets up north in Iowa selling those fats at $2 through the auction. So pretty good deal. You know, the other thing that kind of played into it probably was closing that Mexican border. Looks like they're going to open it back up the 13th of January is what I'm hearing. So, you know, you take 4, 5, 6 weeks of shutting off that many cattle, it's going to create a hole somewhere out there. I don't know if it's going to make the market go higher or not, but it'll be interesting to sit back and see what does happen.
Of course, we've had this, we're in the middle kind of the 2 week period. Most markets do shut down, including the commission firm, Oklahoma National Stockyards, but also your Comanche and Woodward markets as well.
Yes. Yeah, we did have a cow sale at Knoxville, Iowa Saturday, and had some real good quality cattle and got along extremely well up there. And that was about the only sale we had through the Christmas break.
Yeah, tell me what was the interest with your family to buy the Knoxville property?
Well, it just kind of funny. A friend of mine that he owns the barn in Dunlap, Iowa, and it had gotten repossessed, and he put it on Facebook that he's going to auction it off, and I went up and looked at it, and heck of a facility sitting on 28 acres, and I was able to get everybody back that worked there. And they just bought into what we was doing. We got it bought worth the money that I thought. And those people up there doing an absolute fantastic job running it and just taking it over and running it as their own, Ron.
What do you see different about the cattle market up there versus our part of the world?
Well, every time I go up there, it's just you got to readjust those cattle. You know, you think, well, them 5-weight steers are, you know, maybe not that high, but you get to looking at them, a lot of times they're a lot fleshier than what we're looking at here. You know, just the quality's good, but a lot of times those things are pretty big and beefy and just good cattle, you know. But just a difference in how they do things, and cheaper feed makes a difference on them up there, where, you know, they may not turn out as many, but they got a lot of corn around they can feed one.
For these markets, yeah, obviously the commission firm at the Stockyards, Oklahoma National Stockyards, been kind of the centerpiece for your operation for many, many years. But you've added over the years both the Comanche market and more recently the Woodward market in Oklahoma. Walk me through the value of those properties to your business.
Well, it's several things, but the main thing, you know, is just trying to figure out, you know, when you're trying to grow some, if you sell 30,000-40,000 cattle at one location, you know, you're always trying to increase it. By buying other locations, they really don't take from one another, you know, they just kind of create more at each one. But none of it would be possible if the kids didn't want to come back and help. The boys want to come back and help and do a great job, and so it helps, you know, crossover buyers and sellers alike, and buying cattle for people. So it just kind of works hand in hand, not really in competition with each other, but just kind of helps hand in hand what you're doing already.
And I guess definitely the Comanche market sits in a little bit different country compared to the Woodward market.
Yes, it does. And you can sell some cattle, you know, both places at a little different clientele. So it works good. You know, and it gives a lot of times, you know, on a holiday week, we may be closed down in Oklahoma City, but you can do business somewhere else if somebody's needing to market something. So it just gives you options not one place over the other, but it just gives you an option to still help people market cattle if they want to market cattle or buy some.
What got any goals for the business here in 2025?
Ron, you know, just kind of, we just want to be steady at what we're doing. You know, the goal is you always want to grow it, but you want to take care of what you got too, because you don't want to get, you know, where you can't handle what you got. So mm-hmm. I think that's kind of, you know, they were all down this weekend. That's what we were talking about, just where we want to be at as far as the business and moving forward, expanding in some areas. And so, you know, just always constantly trying to make it better for everybody that we serve and the businesses that we run.
Going to be interesting to see how these guys juggle, you know, with tight numbers, how they, you know, figure out, you know, do they hold back a few females, start building these herds again or not? That's going to be one of the big questions, I know, this year.
Well, it is. I was talking to a market owner in Iowa this morning. We were discussing that very same thing, and he asked, you know, if we was holding them back. And I'm sure we're having some guys holding back, but we still see a lot of heifers coming through that would make good cows. I asked him what he is seeing, and the same thing up there. You know, there's still lots of good heifers coming through going to the feed yard. So not really sure how many's getting held back, if they are, you know, many at all. So I guess time will tell on that.
Indeed. Folks want to talk to you about markets. How do they get a hold of you, Ben?
Call me on my cell phone, Ron. We'd love to visit about the market or how we could help. 940-631-2333. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ben Hale with Western Livestock. They've got, of course, the Oklahoma National Stockyards Commission firm now, Western Livestock, as well as the Comanche Market, the Woodward Market in the state of Oklahoma, and as Ben mentioned, the Knoxville, Iowa Market as well. WesternCommissionCompany.com has got details of all the market opportunities they have for you. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.